When I first started out soul winning, you know, I was taught the basic soul winning plan that was around before I was born. Typical just Romans Road soul winning, the type of soul winning that my parents did when they were younger, the type of soul winning that churches have done for a long time. And my method of soul winning is pretty close to that method. But I'll tell you the big difference, the one thing I tweaked when I started soul winning was that I added that question about eternal security. See, everything else I was taught by others of, you know, asking them where they go to church. Do you know for sure if you die today, you go to heaven? How do you know you're going to heaven? That type of thing. But they never asked that question of, can you lose it? I'll tell you why I added that question. Because I just went soul winning so many times, and I would run into people that I knew weren't saved. Roman Catholics, people that are just part of denominations that are very works-based. But they'd give me an answer like, oh yeah, you just have to receive Christ as Savior, or accept Jesus into your heart, or something like that. And they'd give me that answer, and I saw so many soul winners that I would be with just accept that answer. Oh, great, then you're saved then. Yeah, that's exactly what we believe. But I'm thinking to myself, this person's a Roman Catholic, or this person's a Oneness Pentecostal. You know, these people, they don't believe that that's all you have to do. So I found that that other question of, can you lose it, man, that really opened the door to give a lot of people the gospel that a lot of my old soul winning partners would have just pronounced them saved and moved on to the next door, when in reality, that person was not saved. And make no mistake about it, we strongly believe that if a person doesn't believe in the eternal security of the believer, that person's not saved. Amen. And you're going to hear that a lot at this soul winning conference because that's a key point. And, you know, I don't want to steal my own thunder or Pastor Jimenez's thunder on those points. But we strongly believe that. So when it comes to starting the conversation, that can be a diagnostic question that can help us to realize where people are in error.